Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. We got a special edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. Wes, we have a win.
Hey, Melanie, it was a fantastic game and another chance for the Panthers to earn the respect of the country as they went up against the 7-2 Patriots, you know, by Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and all those guys. But the Panthers overcame it all to win 24-20, but not without controversy. Even though the Panthers went ahead with a 25-yard touchdown pass to Ted Ginn with 59 seconds left, Tom Brady's last pass of the night would be intercepted by rookie Robert Lester, but an official in the back of the end zone threw a flag, for pass interference on linebacker Luke Kuechly, who did have his arm wrapped around tight end Rob Gronkowski, but then the officials would confer and say that there was no foul on the play, much to the chagrin of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. So the Panthers get the win, not without controversy, but hey, to the good stuff. Cam Newton, 290 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, ran for 62 yards, one of his best games as a pro, and also record-setting night for some of the Panther players, as Cam Newton became the third player in Panthers history to pass for 10,000 passing yards. And Steve Smith, who had 47 yards receiving on the night, moved past Michael Irvin for the 22nd most receiving yards in NFL history. Now, Carolina, as I said, on a white-hot winning streak, 6 games in a row. They've moved to within a game of first place New Orleans in the NFC South, and they don't have much time to celebrate as they will take on the Miami Dolphins this coming Sunday. Now, for the Queen City's other team in search of victory, the Bobcats currently on a 2-game losing streak, now 5-6, losing last night to Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls, 86-81. But the week ahead, hopefully they can pick up a few victories as they will take on the Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday, the Phoenix Suns on Friday, before closing the week out at Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. College football, a little bit belated. College football winners over the weekend. Duke continued their dream season as they upset the number 23 Miami Hurricanes. The North Carolina Tar Heels did away with the Pittsburgh Panthers. And the number 10 South Carolina Gamecocks escaped Florida. And also, last but not least, the Appalachian State Mountaineers picked up a victory against Wofford. And in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson has gone from 5-time to 6-pack, even though Denny Hamlin picked up the season-closing victory in the Sprint Cup race at Homestead. Jimmy Johnson takes home the big one, the championship, his 6th one in 8 years, and is now just one championship behind NASCAR Cup legends Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt Sr. So a lot of sports, man, a little bit belated, but hey, we got you done. Big win for the Panthers, and this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant, and you can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live, Melanie.
That's the kind of update I love. Thanks so much, Wes. It's In the Trenches with Wes Bryant, normally on Mondays and Fridays, but we got a special edition for the Big Panther W today, right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.